Time to go, coaches. Back to back now for yesloans.com.au. Let's start in the Dockers territory because Ross Lyon's been good enough to join us before he becomes Mike Sheehan for the night. G'day, Ross.
G'day, Brad. G'day, Peter.
Hello, Ross.
You'd be delighted to get to the halfway mark, 10-1.
Yeah, very pleasing. Reward for a really hard summer and consistent effort. And competition's so even. If you're consistent, you give yourself a chance, and that's what we've done.
Tough game on the weekend. I mean, people were understating, I think, the performance of Gold Coast. I mean, you blokes were terrific, but Gold Coast were very plucky, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They, you know, sort of really complimented them on their effort, and they're very young. Probably the scoreboard didn't reflect our general play dominance and entry dominance. It was 52-27. So when you get those sort of numbers, you expect to win by at least 4 or 5, wouldn't you? So, you know, they're very accurate, well inaccurate, but they got some quality shots. Maybe we didn't get the quality we needed, you know. So, but, you know, it was good. We dug in, we didn't panic, and, you know, at the end of the day, the players did it all. They led themselves through it, you know.
Ross, the AFL season's a marathon, and we're at the halfway stage now. No doubt the players, I think, have got a 4 or 5 day break. What's the education to the players on how they should conduct themselves and what they should do during this little sort of pause in the season?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think we have an ongoing Smart Choices program where we're continually educating. Our leadership group talk to them and send them away, but we're a high trust environment. You know, we expect to go away and relax, enjoy themselves and come back fit, and you know, if anything was to happen, we'd deal with it on a case by case basis. But we conduct ourselves very well since I've been there, and that's all I can speak to, really.
You pulled the masterstroke at halftime on the weekend, throwing Nat Fyfe forward. He'd done a lot of the bullocking work in the first half, hadn't he? And he realised 2 goals for you.
Yeah, look, you know, he hadn't got a lot of ball in the first half, but we'd had a lot of entries for not much score. So, yeah, he went forward. We spoke about that at halftime, and the group decided to put him forward, and he responded, and then we just thought we needed a bit of midfield impetus. Our third quarter was a little bit down, so in the last quarter, the game was up to grabs, we put him back in there.
I tell you what, Ross, having a look at Peel yesterday, competition for spots in the second half of the season is going to be quite interesting. Matt DeBoer, Zach Clark, John Griffin, and even Connor Blakely certainly got their fair share of the footy in that alignment game yesterday.
Yeah, really pleasing. They're involved in a great game the week before where they could have got the points. And, you know, to play West Coast, the aligned team, and win convincingly was really pleasing. So, and some, I read the report come through today, some strong performances from those guys you mentioned. So, yeah, pressure on for spots.
You'd be delighted with, who do you think would be a lock for the All-Australian at this stage? I mean, Aaron would have to be right there. His hit-outs to advantage have increased dramatically this year, I believe, anyway. That's just my thoughts, just watching.
No, they have. Yeah, look, we're scoring heavily from stoppages. He's a big part of that. Certainly, he's pushing forward. It'd be nice if he get forward a bit more and get a little bit more ball and take some clunks. So we're working on that. He supports our defence well, so he's in really good form. Obviously, Fyfe. He's in really good form. I think Daniel Pearce has been outstanding. And Michael Johnson, until he got hurt, you know, Lee Spurr's been super. So, yeah, well, we've got a lot of players in pretty good form.
Who's been the most, or a couple of the most significant improvers in the first half of the season for you, Ross?
I just think it's been even across the board. You know, Clancy Pearce has got himself going. I think Gary Gibberton's gone to another level. I think Daniel Pearce, consistency, he's played the best footy. Stephen Hill's been good. You know, I think Hayden Valentine has been consistent. There's been a lot of people improve. You can't do what we're doing if people don't improve. So I think it's been an across-the-board improvement, really. It's hard to sort of individualise.
How do you regenerate yourself over the next few days? I mean, are you still hard at it, or do you try and give yourself a little bit of a spell?
Yeah, no, I'll have a break. I certainly, I'm in Melbourne. I went to MCG yesterday and watched Collingwood. I read the reports that come through today. I'll work my way through the game. I've been able to delay that a little bit. It's good to get the other coaches' opinions on it. I'll have a look at that. I get back into Perth tomorrow after on the couch, and then, you know, I'm not into the club Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll come in Thursday and start working on Collingwood and our review, and the players get back on Saturday. So, yeah, it's enough. I feel physically in good shape, worked hard at that. Yeah, but we're all a little bit fatigued. So, you know, 2 days is like a month, really, so I really enjoy that.
Fortunately, that's for sure. Now, just a couple of interesting ones, Ross. I mean, look, it's been a fortuitously, not for you. You haven't had too many serious injuries. I mean, would you like to see the drafts later in the year spread out a little bit? It's, a couple of clubs are really struggling at the moment trying to get players up. They've rookie-listed players, but they've not been able to elevate them because of the long-term injury list that they've got. And, you know, it just seems to be really tough for the clubs to be competitive, particularly down the bottom end.
And so what was the question? So would I like to see...
The two drafts, you know, play maybe a little bit further apart, maybe the national draft early, then have a lot more time before you make a decision on who you might want to go with a little later, and perhaps all of those rookie players that you list actually go onto your list rather than being rookie-listed players, if you know what I'm saying, so they can all play...
Well, everyone would like to see how they come back in what condition. You'd like to see how their summer's progressing, but, you know, that's just a selfish point of view. Is it the best for the player? I'm not sure it is. We'll keep them on edge, but clubs would always take more time if they can get it. So, look, it seems to be working well. You just got to do your homework.
So how do you review the season so far, Ross, compared to the last, say, last year? Is it tracking closer to projections than maybe last year? Because I know you copped a couple of injuries of late, but are projections on track?
Well, we don't project, to be truthful. We just go and prepare best we can every day and give our best effort. And obviously we've got a game plan that we believe in. We modify that year on year, and we give our best effort every time we go out, and everything else tends to take care of itself. So we leave the projections to everyone else, because as soon as you look ahead, you get in a fair bit of trouble in this business. So, but we monitor our benchmarks every week. There's no mid-year big summary. We know every week where we are against the competition in every area. So, but again, we'll get a little bit more time to do that, identify what we're doing well and areas we need to improve. And obviously, the win-loss tells us we're going all right, but that can trick you as well. Certainly, the last few weeks, we haven't been at our best, so we need to improve. And we just need to set ourselves and get available players going.
And just quickly, Ross, you would have read the injury list and the updates and that. How's the club placed like that? Where's Zach Dawson and a few of these other boys? Who's likely to be back after the break?
Well, I don't think there's anything immediate. Dawson's still got a couple more weeks. Silvani's tracking well. From memory, I don't think we've got too many short-term. It's just a couple of those long-term guys. So I think it is what it is for a little while with Johnson and Silvani and Dawson, but Dawson's doing all the simulated training. It's just a thumb, so hopefully he'll be back in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that.
Good on you, Ross. Enjoy your 48 hours off.
Good
all
night.
The best.
Cheers. See you, Ross.
Ross Lyon there from Fremantle Dockers. 9221 882 9999 677. Join the conversation. Adam Simpson, not too far away, for yesloans.com.au.